Winter and summer, the males must go through, and in their lonely posts at remount and relay stations, the men who looked after the ponies must be fed. Already those on the far side of the mountains had received their supplies from a wagon train which had gone out several weeks before. Now it was necessary only to supply the posts closer to St. Joseph. A swiftly moving train of 20 wagons, drawn by mules and in charge of experienced fighting men, left the settlement, and with it rode William Saunders. His duty was to check the supplies as they were dealt out, to keep the records for Russell, Majors, and Waddle. 3 days out of St. Joseph and 100 miles to the west, a lone rider overtook the wagons and passed them at a gallop with a wave of the hand by way of a greeting. It was the Pony Express rider carrying the mail from the east on the second relay west. 5 miles ahead lay a remount corral. 10 miles beyond it was the relay station where the pouch would be turned over to the men who would ride the third stretch. "There's snow a-coming," said Big Jim Bardigan, leader of the wagon train, sniffing the air. "We'll try to make the relay station before night." When they arrived, the wagons were parked in a circle for the best protection. The mules and saddle animals were put in the corral. Sentinels were selected, and the others set about getting supper. Half an hour later, one of the sentinels cried out that a horse and rider were coming down the trail. The man slumped heavily forward upon the neck of the beast, clutching at the pummel of his saddle. The animal shuffled slowly along, staggering from side to side, and as he came up to the wagons, stumbled, fell, and did not rise again. Wearily, the rider dragged himself from beneath the animal, picked up his saddle bags, staggered into the ring of wagons, and sank beside a fire.